My knees are a little weak. This reunion, I've heard so many stories about how this homestead and our ancestors have rescued someone and saved them at a time when they most needed it, and how happy Grandma and Grandpa Whiting must be, and what a legacy that they left for us. It's a privilege for us to be able to have these reunions. And I want to tell you my story of how this homestead and the stories of our ancestors rescued me. I'm Sarah Flake, the daughter of Jeannie Larson, the daughter of Marie Hamblin, the daughter of May Berry, the daughter of Edwin Marion and Anna Mariah Whiting. Growing up, we had little money. We never went on vacations or trips, but we did go one place every summer. We went to a reunion. We had a reunion on the Larson side every year, and every other year we attended the Berry and Whiting reunions. And these reunions and the stories of my ancestors were a great part of my life, my childhood. I loved my mom and dad and the way they raised us, and I look back with fond memories. In 1994, over 18 years ago, Keith and Jeannie Larson and 7 of their 10 children left the LDS Church. We joined a fundamentalist group in Manti, Utah. I was 18 years old at the time, attending my first year of college, and I received a phone call from my mother, and for the first time in my life, I heard her speak about leaving the church. And it was such a shock to me that I couldn't think of anything to do but to go with them. And that's what I did. I went to Manti, I left the church, and once I was in Manti, I soon entered into a plural marriage. And soon after entering that marriage, me and my husband and his first wife had disagreements with the group, and we separated from the group, from my parents, and from all of my other siblings. And I stayed in that marriage for 3 years, soon realizing what was the purpose of being here. We weren't a part of any organized religion. There was no reason to be in this relationship. So I left. I had 2 miscarriages during that marriage, no children, and I left alone into the wild and crazy world. And that was a scary time. I began to blame God and religion for the separation of my family. And developed the popular philosophy nowadays that there is no right or wrong. God is within you. Whatever you choose to do is the right thing for you. That's a very destructive way of thinking, and it led me to many difficult and terrible decisions. I was confused, frustrated, and lost. I wanted a husband and kids, but there was no sign of that around me. I needed a resting place, a place to regroup, and my parents had been divorced by that time. I didn't feel comfortable going to either of their homes. I needed some place to go. And all of a sudden, I had the opportunity to move back to home to Snowflake and take care of my Grandma Larson. She was ill. And that's what I did. And it was the greatest thing I could have ever done. I had the opportunity to step outside of myself, this 80-pound frail woman inspired me, and I was reminded of the goodness and happiness of the people that I grew up with in Snowflake. One day I woke up and had a desire to go to the homestead. I hadn't attended church, I hadn't prayed, I hadn't read my scriptures for over 8 years, but I grabbed my dusty scriptures and drove to the homestead. And sat underneath a tree and read my scriptures in my mind, filled with the love of my ancestors and the stories that I'd heard my whole life. And the distinct thought came to me, who am I that I know better than all of my ancestors? They had lived the lives, they'd shown us the way that stood the test of time. If I wanted what they had, I had to do what they did. And as I left the homestead that day, I had a deep desire to repent of all my sins and to be washed clean. I drove straight to the state president's home and started that process. And for the next year, I had the sweetest experience of allowing the Spirit to teach me and guide me and sort through all the confusion in my mind. I gained a closeness with the Savior as I felt sorrow for all my wrongdoings. I was in awe at the love, at our loving Heavenly Father, His mercy, and His patience. I had a general authority as I was going through the process of being rebaptized. A general authority told me that we will each be given the opportunity in our lives, a defining moment where we have the opportunity to develop a relationship with our Savior and a closeness, and that is one of the main purposes of being here in this life. And so I'm grateful for what I've been through. It is what has given me that opportunity. 1 year later, after I joined the church, I met and married my wonderful husband, and we have a temple marriage. I have had the privilege of helping take care of his two children who have inherited illnesses from their mother, and what a great privilege and learning opportunity that has been for me. We've been blessed with two beautiful girls, and my life is a testimony to me that I'm on the right path. When we turn our hearts to the Savior, to Heavenly Father, He will help us. I love these reunions. I love my family, and I seal this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.